Chapter 20. Colleen walked into Carla's office.
"I just came to tell you I can't talk to you," she said.
"Your parents didn't sign the form?"
"No, and they won't either. You know what they said? They said it was a waste of money for the school to hire you. They said you should get married and have your own children before you start telling other parents how they should raise theirs."
Carla shrugged.
"They said if I have any problems, I should talk to them. But when I try to talk to them, they don't listen."
She sighed.
"Anyway, it doesn't matter. Jeff has lots of other friends now besides Bradley."
"8, said Carla with a smile.
"So now I can invite Jeff to my birthday party without having to invite Bradley. I can invite one of Jeff's other friends. And he's nice. I couldn't invite Bradley even if I wanted to, because Melinda is my best friend except for Lori, and she gave Bradley a black eye."
Colleen quickly covered her mouth with her hand, then slowly took it away.
"That was supposed to be a secret," she said. "Melinda doesn't want anybody to know."
"I never repeat anything anyone tells me," Carla assured her.
"Good," said Colleen. "Melinda would kill me."
"Have you asked Jeff to your party yet?"
"No, not yet, but I will. I know he likes me because he always says hello to me when I say hello to him. But then I always get so scared. I never know what to say next. I wish you could help me. Why did my parents say such bad things about you? They don't even know you."
"Your parents are just trying to do what's best for you," said Carla. "A lot of people think counselors don't belong in schools." She shrugged. "I guess they're afraid I might fill your head with all kinds of crazy ideas."